This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Hey, Sharp Money. What's up, donks? As we welcome you in on this November 20th, 2023. And November 20 should get you excited because this is absolutely a mammoth week for America. Thanksgiving coming up. How about for VSIN? We've got Betsgiving coming up, which we'll get into with some details. A little competition. Good job, John Goulet, Len Mead, the rest of the crew. We send our best not just to you. I'm Patrick Maher, Dustin Sweetelson, live from the D, but everybody behind the scenes here. There's the big guy. Everybody behind the scenes here at VSIN Management as we get into a big week here on the network as, again, sports talk, sports radio and sports betting, it don't sleep. Specifically, once we get to Thanksgiving, you got three games. You got a Black Friday game down in Miami with the Jets traveling. We've got breaking news to start. We'll get to that in just a second as far as the Jets are concerned, but just set you up as far as the menu for this Monday as we kick off a huge week. Excited to be here with you. You got the NFL Super Bowl rematch and I Spy Dagger. So again, I always talk about timing and temperament. What does that mean in sports betting? Timing is so important. It's such a razor-thin market, specifically when we're talking about the NFL. So you have to time the market. Three is the number. If you're betting Philly and Kansas City, the team that's catching three, blind bet. It doesn't matter. There's nothing that separates these two teams. And we constantly talk. Back in the day when I was coming up sports betting, there was an implied three-point home field advantage. That doesn't matter anymore. The implication now is 1.7, 2.2, 2.3, somewhere in there, but closer to 1.8-ish, somewhere in there as far as home field advantage. It's been mitigated completely. Now, Kansas City, and not all home fields are going to be created equal. Kansas City, maybe you want to shade a little bit more towards the Chiefs. But again, a Super Bowl rematch. Remember, the Super Bowl was a three-point win for the Kansas City Chiefs. And again, I woke up this morning and DraftKings was still showing three. Okay, so Kansas City laying three. That's huge because I look right now, it's disappeared. It's down to 2.5. Juice 115. More games than any fall on three in the NFL. So it's the key number. So just to let you know where we sit right now, most books across the board showing 2.5, and we show the graphic with 2.5 as well. Eight NBA games today as we kick off the week. You're going to have to wait until tomorrow for some college football and some action, which actually takes away from the holiday spirit, but we can still bet it. 55, the big guy laughing, 55 games across college hoops, including games going on right now, seven NHL games on the ice. So plenty to do as we kick off a big program. I mentioned, big guy, Dustin Sweetelson. How are we faring there at the D? You are sitting next to, of course, Sigma Derby.
Yeah, you know what? Today. It's a Monday of a holiday week. You'd think maybe it wouldn't be crowded. Nope. Completely packed at Sigma Derby. But I do have something I need to bring up to you, because for those of us who cast on over under on the under 50 words before Patrick says donk to start the week, you won, because I believe the word donk was the third word out of your mouth to start this beautiful Monday.
No. And I think donk has taken on a negative connotation. Let me ask you a question. If donk is so bad, why do I call my dog donk and why does she wag her tail? Jeezy, watch. You're a donk. She gets excited. Chill out.
She might think her name is donk at this point.
Now. That's not bad. We've got plenty to do, big guy. Welcome to the show. John Jansen, Fox Sports Philly, the gambler, is going to join us. Steve Fezzik, professional handicapper, who, by the way, Circa Millions, he's in second place right now, which is freaking nuts. So professional handicapper Steve Fezzik's going to join. But I tease that we do have breaking news to start the show. So, big guy, get Salah and get your boy Zach Wilson ready with the audio. Because the Jets, who are 4-6, they've lost three straight. They head to Miami on Black Friday. Okay, have just announced that Zach Wilson has been benched in favor of Timothy Boyle. I'm not kidding. Okay, so the third benching in 13 months for Zach Wilson, the second overall pick in the 2021 draft, who, again, the Jets traded up for. And a lot of this has to go on Douglas, the general manager. Like, this is the decision you get paid for, Mr. Douglas. It's not, we all saw Sauce Gardner at Cincinnati. We all knew Garrett Wilson was going to be a stud at wide receiver. You get paid to figure out one position. That's what general managers are there for. And they botched it with Wilson. And if you take a step back and you think about the Jets situation right now, like, big picture, this was supposed to be Aaron Rodgers a year or two, groom Wilson, and then slowly bring around the project. Well, that, there's no chance of that happening anymore, because under Wilson this year, the Jets have been historically bad. How bad? Under Wilson, 9 touchdown drives in 10 games. Let me repeat, 9 touchdown drives in 10 games. Oh, yeah, they were pretty good in the red zone and as far as third down efficiency, only the worst since 1970. Okay, so as far as red zone numbers and efficiency on third downs, they're the worst team or right there in modern football history. Zach Wilson started for now 3 years. He's 11-20, 21 touchdowns and 25 picks. Now, again, when talking about Zach Wilson, we're going to hear from Saleh, we're going to hear from Wilson as well. When talking about Wilson, it's not really about advanced analytics or stats or the win-loss record, big guy. It comes down to the eyeball test. Like, even if you wanted to go simply to CJ Stroud, if you wanted to go to my man in Tennessee, if you wanted to go to even Joshua Dobbs, who last night in Denver, we'll get to that game coming up in just a bit, you can kind of see. And they prove themselves via the eyeball test. Zach Wilson, at no point over 3 seasons, has given Jets fans or just football fans in general any reason to believe he belongs playing this position in this sport. No chance.
He has progressed 0% since he was at BYU, just running around and BSing a bunch of plays out there. Like, remember his 2020 season that got him drafted, Patrick? It was a shortened COVID year. Their hardest game was Coastal Carolina. They came up short. And then all these draft nerds and film guys convinced themselves all offseason that he was some special talent. Like, he is literally, I know nothing about playing quarterback. You played way more quarterback than me. It is evident to me, who doesn't understand how to read a defense, that me and Zach Wilson know the same amount about reading defenses. Neither of us can do it. And what about this? Do you think it's a failure of Joe Douglas to leave Zach Wilson on the roster, to even be tempted to go back to him? Like, to me, if they were all in on Aaron Rodgers and that was the goal to win a Super Bowl with him, you don't allow Wilson to stay on the roster so that you can go back to him at any point. Once Rodgers is the QB1, go get a different backup that makes more sense, because Zach Wilson just ain't it.
Hey, do me a favor. Go to the market and see what Miami's sitting at right now for Black Friday. People are going to be battling for flat screens and watching Miami pummel the Jets on Black Friday. It's American. It's an American tradition. What do you got?
They're laying 9.5 on the road. I think it was 7.5 last night when I looked. 9.5 feels... It feels like the right call.
Here's the thing about the Jets. At least there's a bright future, because while Aaron Rodgers continues to force his name into conversation, and I don't know if DraftKings has will he or won't he take a snap. I don't know if they had the no number listed.
No.
But there is no chance. You can give me the number here in a second. There is no chance Aaron Rodgers is going to be playing football this year. Like, literally no chance. This is what he does for attention. But at least there's hope for the Jets, because here comes Tim Boyle. Now, I gave a shout out to Goulet earlier. Another one, because Tim Boyle, I think, is from where Goulet's from. Middlefield, Connecticut. John Goulet and the Whalers and your boy Tim Boyle. But future is bright, because he's a 29-year-old journeyman who has started 3 games in the NFL. He's 0-3, 3 touchdowns, 6 picks. Came from a couple of powerhouse programs in college football, UConn and Eastern Kentucky. And of course, Tim Boyle was a high draft pick. Oh, yeah, he was undrafted. So that is the dude you're replacing, a guy you moved up to number 2 to grab. Okay, now, Salah had been a good soldier and protecting his quarterback for weeks on end. Yesterday, after the performance against the Bills, and the Bills came into that limping, he didn't have much to say. Here's what Salah had to say about his quarterback after the game.
Who's your quarterback?
We're going to watch the tape and we'll make a decision tomorrow.
Is it possible that Trevor can come
back? We'll look at all of it. I'm not ready to answer any of those questions either.
Okay, so it's pretty apparent. I don't know about you, big guy, but it's pretty apparent to me that Salah was told prior to the game, if Wilson falls flat on his face, it's cool. You don't have to pretend with the charade after in the post-game presser. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, and I got to give Salah credit. Like, he's been pretty stoic, all things considered, all season long. I think there's two Robert Salahs. I think there's the Robert Salah that meets with the media and protects his player, and I think there's a Robert Salah behind the scenes who's honest with these guys, because he hasn't lost this locker room yet. But going to Tim Boyle, while Tim Boyle may stink and may be a UConn legend, it's still something that had to be done.
Oh, yeah. He's so legendary at UConn. He left for Eastern Kentucky.
He's a UConn legend.
Okay, let's set up the Wilson cut before we go to break here.
Zach Wilson, after the game, he had to meet with the media since he was QB1 to start the game, and he was asked about getting benched yesterday.
I'm frustrated, but I get it. You know, got to score, got to be in games. When it's consecutive weeks of just doing nothing on offense, you know, you can sit here and say last week we moved the ball, but we're not scoring. Essentially, comes down to you got to score points. So when things aren't getting done, changes got to be made, and I understand that.
Hey, you know what I took from that? He's got a Fitbit, just like your boy.
Oh, he's got a Fitbit?
Me and Zach Wilson have two things in common. We're both not going to be starting against the Miami Dolphins, and we both wear Fitbits to see how we're doing with our steps.
Do you want to borrow some money to get an iWatch?
No, I don't. The Fitbit's just fine. Thank you. Actually, it is an iWatch, you donk. Oops, I'm not supposed to say that. Who is the next coach to get fired? We'll get into that market MVP, overreactions versus reality. But next, just like cranberry sauce, the Lions are frauds.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSIN, the sports betting network.
All right, Betsgiving is back, baby, starting Wednesday. All of the VSiN host writers and analysts are competing in a week-long competition to see who is the best bettor at VSiN. This is pretty exciting. I'm excited about this. Betsgiving is going to be awesome this year. Follow all the bets and leaderboard at VSiN.com, or you can go to the DK Sportsbook app, select social, then betting groups, where you'll be able to join our Betsgiving group to follow the action. Make sure you check it out. You're going to see your boy take home the crown, and the crown is yours as we welcome you back here, Sharp Money. Just a quick update from Goulet, who's the biggest Tim Boyle fan. Tim Boyle, if you're just joining us here on Sharp Money, I'm Patrick Maher, the big guy. Dustin Sweetelson broadcasting live from the D downtown Fremont Street there, Bar Canada. Of course, Tim Boyle is going to replace Zach Wilson Black Friday, Miami hosting the Jets. Miami right now 9.5. Miami could show up and like, love, loathe later in the program, and I don't think it's going to be overly positive, just as a tease. Tim Boyle, who you called a UConn legend. John Goulet said, I'm a UConn football fan. I just learned today that Boyle played there for 3 years. So not, legend might be a bit of a stretch there, BGZ.
No, you misunderstood. I meant like UConn, like the GMC, the Denali. Y-U-K-O-N.
Oof.
UConn legend. He's a big fan of the car.
I heard yesterday was you trying to do 4 hours of shtick with Femi. I hope you didn't use the UConn shtick. We move on. Philly, Kansas City tonight. Again, this is a blind bet for me. If I see a team catching three, I did at DraftKings early this morning. Philly was catching three. It was even. Now, it's 2.5 minus 115. If you're new to betting, you can kind of think about the juice. You know, when you take a look at right now, 110 up and down is standard vigorous. Okay, so you're looking next to what you're going to pay. 115, the wind's blowing up. That means we potentially could get back to three. But right now, you're going to lay 115 on 2.5 with Kansas City. Speaking of blowing, big guy, we are going to have some weather tonight in Kansas City. Take it easy. 45 degrees, 12-mile-an-hour winds pretty consistently, 15-mile-an-hour gusts, but rain. Now, it rained all day yesterday in Kansas City, rained all day today, or it's raining currently. Looks like it should clear up by the time the game kicks off, but going to have scattered showers tonight with the Eagles and Chiefs. Matters when it comes to, of course, primetime unders. This year, they're hitting at a 76% clip, 26-8 to the under in primetime games. You got a total of 46 off the 47.5 opener, big guy.
And you got two good defenses, right? That's the key in this matchup. Now, they're both coming off their byes. Eagles are getting healthier. Jalen Hurts isn't wearing a knee brace anymore. I think that's massive. But to me, the key to this whole thing is that Eagles pass rush. They're third in the NFL with 154 quarterback pressures so far to start the year. And if they can get to Mahomes and disrupt his timing, where he's been fine. His receivers haven't been great this year. That is the key to the whole game. Mahomes' passing rating drops over 60 points when he's under pressure. 5 interceptions while under pressure this year. That's the second most in the NFL. If the Eagles can muck this game up, much like you're saying the weather could potentially be leading into it, I think that's why you take the 2.5.
Yeah, a couple of things. One, you look to motivation. Mackinnon wrote about the motivation potentially for the Eagles or it being in the Eagles' corner today on our daily newsletter, which is free. Go to VSiN.com, enter your email address. We'll kind of every day, the VSiN Daily is a great way to start your betting menu. But you just mentioned it, Dustin, both off of a bye, both off of conference wins. Again, I just look at this as, I don't know if you would disagree, but three, nothing separates these two teams right now. The Eagles and Chiefs, you mentioned two teams defensively, in particular the Chiefs, that are playing great defensively this year. You're going to have some weather, but we had a Super Bowl end 38-35. I don't know if we're going to have that type of scoring because we just talked about the defense, but you know, this is a game that's going to be decided by three either way. And right now the Chiefs are laying 2.5. I got a couple of props we're going to get to in just a little bit as well. And I did want to mention this, and I think they do a great job over at DraftKings, and our buddy Josh Applebaum, who is one of our colleagues here at VSiN, does a great job on the show on the weekends there at DraftKings. And they posted a clip where one of the dudes on set was clowning the other three because they were talking about Taylor Swift not being there. So let me just clarify. I only saw one clip and all four on set were doing a great job. Okay, so I'm not taking a shot at this dude, but he was bitter and he was like kind of playing the hard-o act of, can we get back to talking about football? Can we talk about the game? And I just want to say, these are human beings playing football, and without Taylor Swift in attendance, that does change things a little bit. I was thinking about it this morning on my walk. We had a dude that ran book back in the day. Now, this is 1999 at South Carolina, and he ran book, and he was good for the money, but me and my roommate knew a bunch of the guys on the basketball team. And the point guard in particular that year at South Carolina was very good, but he was in a tumultuous relationship, okay? He was a 19, 20-year-old kid that was in a roller coaster relationship. And what do you think happened? Every time things were going well with him and his boo, he performed well, and so did South Carolina. He was the point guard on the basketball team. And every time he was in a fight with his girlfriend, the team was terrible, and so was he. So we took advantage. The kid that ran book there on campus, we put him out of business during the basketball season. Now, what am I saying? I'm saying that was a huge, like, we're constantly looking for an edge. We're looking for an inefficiency in the market. You know, back in the day before the internet, people used to show up at local airports to fish the local papers, or where people were traveling from. They would fish the local sports page from wherever the connecting flights were from, just to get some information, glean some information. If you're talking about Travis Kelce, his receiving yards as far as the prop over at DraftKings today is set at 75.5. Now, Josh Applebaum earlier today sent me over a graphic, big guy, with Taylor in attendance, 34 receptions in four games, 432 yards, and two touchdowns. Without Taylor in attendance, four games, 23 receptions, 165 yards, and two touchdowns. Are you telling me right now, like, if you were dating somebody that you were trying to impress, you wouldn't put a little extra into it? That's exactly what these numbers bear out. Again, I understand that it's a bunch of dudes with egos trying to talk about quote-unquote football, but understand there's a human element involved in every wager you make, so just pump the brakes on being a hardo when it comes to underplaying the human element.
Well, I mean, I could also make the case that Travis and Taylor just spent the bye week together down in Brazil, where she is performing tonight. She has a concert tonight and a concert on Friday night as well down there in Brazil. So, yeah, someone just walked like right over the ropes right behind me and distracted me. I didn't know what they were doing. Anyway, yeah, but here's the thing. It's prime time and the Eagles stink at defending tight ends in the end zone. I think I'm going to mess around and take a Travis Kelce plus 450 bet to have the first touchdown scored. While I agree with everything Josh said, and I know that he's definitely played better when Shorty was in the audience, I think that off the bye, where there's no receivers you can trust for Kansas City, I'm going to mess around with the Kelce touchdown prop.
Do you want to talk about the elephant in the room?
Yeah, the guy.
And that is the fact that you just literally freaked out because somebody walked behind you. Well,
he stepped. I saw him over my right shoulder step over the rope.
I know you're used to producing, but you're doing a broadcast. You're co-hosting right now.
Yeah.
Can you pretend like it doesn't happen and just keep on breaking down Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift?
I could feel his breath on my neck.
I was watching. I literally have you in my monitor. He was a football field away from you. Are you okay?
He grazed my left leg.
He did not.
He did.
No, he did not. Now, I mentioned the Lions yesterday, so we're going to come back and discuss this. We've got our like, love, loathes coming up here on Sharp Money as well. The Lions were down 12 with 4 minutes to play against the Chicago Bears. Let me just repeat. For all of you that think an 8-2 Detroit Lions team are going to be a contender this year, once they get to the postseason, of course they're going to get to the dance. Anybody that believes that this is a legit contender to win a Super Bowl, and we can open up the DraftKings odds as far as Super Bowl odds. Anybody that thinks that, with Jared Goff playing quarterback, you're absolutely insane. First off, they're 8-2. It's the first time they've been 8-2 since 1962. Okay. Lawrence of Arabia was the number one movie at the movie theaters. Your boy Ray Charles had the number one song.
R.I.P.
JFK was the president. The Cuban Missile Crisis was percolating across the United States. That is how long it's been since the Detroit Lions started 8-2. What am I saying? Carolina finished 15-1 in that. Carolina just started in 1994. The Lions haven't started 8-2 in a league where every single year the turnover is constant since 1962. However, yesterday at home in a big spot, they were outplayed, they were outcoached, and the quarterback competition wasn't even close. When we return, why, if you have a Lions future ticket, you can rip it up, big guy. Get some security out there at the D.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSIN, the sports betting network.
All right, Black Friday. If you sign up for the VSIN Daily, you would have saw this from Bill. We're giving away everything for $60. And if you haven't become a VSIN Pro subscriber yet, it's not going to be a better time than right now. Sign up for our Black Friday special today and get VSIN Pro access. So VSIN Pro access means literally you get the bets, you get the leaderboards, you get the betting splits, you get the guides, you get everything we offer through May 1st for $60. It's pretty good. Sign up today. Daily best bets, unlimited access to our exclusive betting splits, 24/7 video access, plus all of our betting guides and best bets from the upcoming College Bowls, Super Bowl, and March Madness. Don't miss our best new subscriber offer of the year. It's probably the best since I've been here, and I've been here for over 5 years. VSIN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. As we welcome welcome you back and happy holidays. We joked about it at the beginning, but it doesn't get much better than this. I'm Patrick Maher, Dustin Sweetelson, live from the D, downtown Las Vegas. It really doesn't get much better than this week. It's Thanksgiving week. And again, just a huge week for America as you got three game on Thanksgiving. You got a game on Black Friday, but you got a game tonight, a Super Bowl rematch right now with the Chiefs laying 2.5. So we'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. We've got Like, Love, Loathe, our takeaways from week 11 in the NFL coming up. We have Steve Fezzik joining. And Fezzik, who is, again, he can rub people the wrong way because he's outspoken, but he is one of the best NFL handicappers on the planet. There's really nobody close because this is a dude, and we've known him for years and years, but this is a guy that won the Super Contest 2 years in a row, back to back, and then he is sitting second in Circa Millions right now. So this is a big-time NFL sports bettor, and he's going to join us coming up in about an hour and a half. John Jansen of Fox Sports Philly, the Gambler host, will join as well. Dustin Sweetelson, as I mentioned, live from the D, and I wanted to bring up the Detroit Lions. So they picked up a 31-26 dub at home Ford Field against the Chicago Bears yesterday. If you take a look at the NFC playoff picture, the Eagles are sitting with your one seed, and the Lions right now at 8-2 would be your two seed. Do you know if the season ended today who the Lions would be hosting there at Ford Field?
Lions.
Nailed it.
Vikings?
Minnesota Vikings. You nailed it with the loss yesterday in Denver, but they're sitting 6-5. Just to round it out, the 49ers would be hosting the Seahawks and the Saints at 5-5, the Cowboys. Now, again, I want to be proven wrong. Okay, and you saw Marshall Mathers. You guys know Eminem, right? That is probably the best super fan across all 32 NFL teams. He was going freaking crazy on social after the Lions come from behind. They were down 12 with 4 minutes to go. You looked up the win probability at the time. The Chicago Bears had a 98.2% win probability. So again, it was a tremendous comeback, but that kind of belies, and it's a disrespectful notion that the Bears had a 98.2% win probability, because it completely throws away 3.5 quarters of ineptitude by the Detroit Lions. And again, I know everybody has to stand on pride because every outlet loved the Honolulu Blue and Silver coming into the year. They love Dan Campbell for Coach of the Year. As a matter of fact, give me the Coach of the Year odds right now. He is so short in that market, and it's all because he was essentially crowned the winner of Coach of the Year before the season started, and it's all about validating those numbers. What's the number right now?
It has gotten shorter. It was +250 a week ago. It's down to +125. We're very close to having to lay money on Dan Campbell Coach of the Year, which is wild.
Well, may I ask you a question? It's possible Matt Eberflus isn't even the coach of the Bears next year, correct?
Correct.
Dan Campbell, the Coach of the Year, who will eventually be Coach of the Year this year in year three with the Detroit Lions, was outcoached yesterday by Matt Eberflus. However, perception rules, and he is very good at yelling in the locker room after the game. And here's what the Detroit Lions winning locker room sounded like after they beat the Bears 31-26.
We are a resilient team, gentlemen. We are resilient. We're going to find a way to win. They freaking came out and they fought us, but we fought harder. Yeah. And we went and got the win. Yeah. That's outstanding. That's division win number two. I got one game ball. All right, hey, listen, to make the rally that we did and to come back, man, we needed some stops. We get the stops offense, we go down, we strike. We need another stop, we get the stop.
The Detroit Lions gave up 334 yards to Justin Fields and the Chicago Bears.
First game back,
the Raiders,
by the way.
What's that?
First game back for Fields, by the way.
The Raiders gave up just 323 yards to the Bears. The Bears, of course, fell apart late, and the formula for the Chicago Bears at this point is not to win that game at Ford Field. So it's the perfect turn. Like, again, you see a lot from Fields, you fall to 3-8. That's perfect. So a huge comeback win. The week before, the Detroit Lions gave up 421 yards to the Chargers. It took a heroic performance late in a 41-38 walk-off win in Los Angeles against a team that potentially could fire their head coach before Thanksgiving. So that's not great. Combine the Bears and Chargers against this Detroit Lions team, who's 8-2. They're 10-1 in the market right now to win a Super Bowl. Gave up 49 first downs combined to the Bears and the Chargers. Oh, by the way, a few weeks back, the Ravens had their best performance of the year, had 503 total yards. What am I telling you? Again, I want to be wrong. Don't smirk at me because I see the little smirk crawling on your face because you think I'm sandbagging because I grew up a 45-year-old loser as a Detroit Lions fan. I'm not. I'm just telling you, trust me, this is untenable. They can't tackle, they can't cover, and oddly enough, because the game ended with a Hutchinson sack, they can't rush the quarterback. Now, again, the post-game speech is cute, and I love Dan Campbell, and it is impressive that he says the F word that many times in a row. Like, he just fires it off and he yells at the top of his lungs and he's freaking jacked. I get it. But he has been consistently, and yesterday was the perfect example, down 12 with 4 minutes to go. He has been saved by Ben Johnson. And what is Ben Johnson doing? He is puppeteering Jared Goff. Jared Goff, the same quarterback that was traded away by the smartest offensive mind of football and Sean McVay after he took him to the Super Bowl. That's correct. That Jared Goff. Jared Goff, who now people write that he's resilient, he's got resolve, he's got mental toughness, he's got ice in his veins. You know what they say that? You know who they say that about? He's got ice in his veins and he's resilient. People that aren't very good. He's improbably bad. For 52 minutes, Jared Goff was the worst player on the field. Three interceptions, should have been a pick six. He hit a linebacker there with the Bears right in the chest. So it should have gone the other way for a pick six. He was being booed off the field at Ford Field. So again, if you're looking for a team to bet, and this isn't sour grapes because our 40-1 Bengals went out the window with Joe Burrow's injury, but 10-1 is remarkably short on a Lions team that is always going to be outwitted at the head coaching position, at the quarterback position, and always going to be outwitted as far as head coach. Ben Johnson, who's going to leave this franchise after this year, is covering up for a lot of Dan Campbell's shortcomings. And you can yell in the post game all you want, but when it comes down to it, in the postseason, these games tighten up and you got to play some defense. The Detroit Lions simply are not capable. Go ahead.
So on February 12th, 2024, that is the day after the Super Bowl, when the Lions are having their parade in Detroit,
right,
and this franchise that's tortured your life for your entire existence, based on what you just said, you will not try and be in attendance to celebrate with your friends and family?
No. See, you're doing shtick. I hope I'm wrong. Like, this is almost one of those things where it's self-defense. I'm setting myself up for the inevitable fall. And again, I'm old enough now where it's not really going to break me one way or the other.
You're already broken.
I am a broken man. I'm using a well-reasoned mind. Are you going to pretend like Jared Goff's a good quarterback?
No.
A box score, and I know a lot of people think Jared Goff's a good quarterback. Those are people that don't know football. A box score is kind of like a filter on Instagram. You might think Shorty looks like that, but then you meet her in person, and it's not quite the same. Looking at a box score after the game, Jared Goff is going to look pretty good, but if you watch the football game, he ugly. And I'm not talking about aesthetic. No. Jared Goff is, I'm sure he's a handsome man. I have no clue about that. I'm talking about performance. Snap to snap, Jared Goff's performances are consistently ugly. The box looks pretty good.
He's not a special quarterback. There's nothing about his game
special
that makes anyone around him better. All he does is execute a game plan. And the Lions told you everything they thought about Jared Goff when they drafted Hendon Hooker, who can't even play because he's injured.
I'm going to tell you, the scary quarterback, as far as if you're nervous about a quarterback yesterday at Ford Field, was Justin Fields. And they're wondering what they should do with him. How about get him a coach like Ben Johnson? Sharp money.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSIN, the sports betting network.
How about tonight? Super Bowl rematch. You download the DraftKings app, and if you're a new customer and you use the promo code SHARP, S-H-A-R-P, bet $5 on the game, get $150 in bonus bets instantly. It's the best deal in the business. Bet $5, $150 tonight for new customers. Download the DraftKings app. And if you're already a customer at DraftKings, every night, a no-sweat same-game parlay. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Dustin Sweetelson, I'm Patrick Maher. This is Sharp Money on a November 20th as we barrel our way towards Thanksgiving. And by the way, Thanksgiving, thanks for asking. I am going to be a stranger at a Thanksgiving party.
Oh, my God.
In Inglewood, California.
Where are you? Wait, who are you hanging out with?
My sister's work friends, this gay couple, these dudes, sent me an invite, said, come to our Thanksgiving. It's a Friendsgiving. You know, they're doing that shtick, kind of Betsgiving. Go check out the standings. They said, come to it. There's going to be a lot of pretty girls. So I replied, will be in attendance.
It's a good sell
now,
job.
The chances by the time Thursday rolls around and there's three games on me actually posting, I would put the probability isn't very high. Probability higher of Ron Rivera or Brandon Staley losing their jobs and me actually posting for the Thanksgiving party. But it was a nice gesture for them to offer. And frankly, I thought it took a lot of stick-to-itiveness for me to reply.
Yeah, look, if you show up, odds are minus 5,000, you do not go. Very curious, though, what dish you would bring to this party?
No, just like a nice bottle of wine.
Smart.
What I do the smart thing, and obviously the common sense thing, is I go to a wine store and I say, give me a bottle of wine right around $40, $50. I don't care what it is.
Yeah. You know something what that means? That it impresses. Just means
if they Google it, I'm money.
That's a good call. That's like having to cook something. What would you even go to? Like, I would just buy something frozen, put it in a different tray, and claim that I cooked it.
Yeah, no, dude, that's not happening. Dustin just sent me over. Now, these are global odds, so I wouldn't even bash DraftKings or respectable books because some of these can be collusory. That meaning, like, next coach to be fired market. So let's take a look at this because right now, Ron Rivera. Now, you have to use common sense when you're talking about these coaches. And this is a good way to break down where these teams stand as well. The Commanders actually opened doubles and ended up closing at DraftKings, only a 7-point favorite over the Giants. So you had some smart money, obviously, if you want to call it that, coming in on DeVito, old Salami DeVito and the Giants, who just went out and threw all over a secondary that can't stop anybody. I don't know if this has ever happened, but the Commanders sacked Tommy DeVito nine times yesterday, and the Giants still won the football game, which is absolutely blasphemous, but it happened. Okay. But just as an aside, remember, if you are getting involved in an offshore or global market, use some common sense here. Ron Rivera is your favorite at 2.5 to 1 to be the next coach fired. Frank Reich, who has an impetuous owner, he's your second betting favorite at 3 to 1. Bill Belichick's 5 to 1. Brandon Staley is tied with Eberflus at 6 to 1. First off, let's start with the Commanders, who were a disaster yesterday, lost at home to the Giants 31-19. Harris, this is exactly what Harris and that new ownership group, which involves Magic Johnson, who we'll get to in a second, this is exactly what they want. Come in, take the rest of the year for a season to understand what you have, lose a bunch of games, get a good draft pick, and then say goodbye to a nice guy in Ron Rivera, but also a guy that's had 3 winning seasons in like 15 NFL seasons as a head coach. Say bye-bye, and on his way out, you know, give him a nice parting gift, but I don't think they fire him even after he loses the sandwich game where they're catching 11 on Thanksgiving to the Dallas Cowboys. I just think you have to use common sense. I think they keep Rivera because this is the perfect scenario for the Harris group.
Yeah, no, losing is a win. Losing's actually a double win for them. Correct. for yesterday. In losing, they're also now not the bad guys because no one's defending Ron Rivera. There is no one team keep Ron Rivera. Everyone wants something new. And then secondly, by losing yesterday, you push the Giants a little bit further away from getting that first overall pick.
Yeah, no, you nailed it. Losing is a win is a good quote. Now, speaking of quotes, Magic Johnson is a part-time owner or a part owner of, he's bought in with the Harris Group of the Commanders, and he calls the Commanders on Twitter at Magic Johnson, which is a must follow. He calls them my Commanders. Now, again, this to me is what I call just the facts journalism. Like, this is old school, like Walter Cronkite, Ted Koppel. Like, when Magic takes to Twitter, he's giving you facts, and people kill him, and they say it must be a bit, or is he doing shtick? No, but I would say, spoiler alert, if you TiVo'd or DVR'd the game, you want to stay away from at Magic Johnson on Twitter, because he's going to give you the facts.
Spoiler
old school
alert.
Journalism. Old school journalism, okay? Like, in real life, and here's what he had to say about the Commanders' 31-19 loss yesterday against the Giants. Wow! Exclamation point. My Commanders turned the ball over six times today and gave the Giants 24 points off turnovers. We lost 31-19. Now, you may wonder if he's doing shtick. I would tell you, what's the point of SportsCenter? We have Magic. He's stating facts, and that is a great synopsis of the game. You turn the ball over six times, Magic's not wrong. His Commanders are going to get that ass whooped. Fair?
Yeah, yeah, and I think this is inspiring. It inspired a little game I'd like to play with you, Patrick, and is, can you tell me if this tweet I'm about to show you is real or fake from Magic Johnson?
Wait, hold just on, spitting hold the on, facts. Hold on. You're going to show me a tweet, and I have to discern whether or not it's real or fake.
I want to see. Yeah, I want to see how good you can do in this game. So
okay, I'm an old school journalist. So I like the idea that I'm not doing shtick when it comes to sports betting. I like Magic's approach. It's just the facts.
Well,
let's go.
How about these facts that he spit? Can you tell me, is this Magic Johnson tweet real or fake? Apollo 11 landed the space shuttle on the moon. They're now 238,900 miles away looking at Earth. It will be a long trip back. Is that a real or fake tweet from Magic Johnson?
Apollo 11 landed the space shuttle on the moon. They're now, okay. It feels very Magic-y because those are facts, but there's too many emojis. That's a Dustin Sweetelson tweet right there. That's not
Earth. Yeah, and considering Apollo 11 happened in 1969, you would be correct. All right, next one here. I mean,
but the rest of it is factual.
Yes.
They were 238,900 miles away from the Earth, right?
Exactly. All right, next tweet here from Magic. Heartbreaking loss to the Seattle Seahawks today. Defensively, we couldn't come up with a big play to stop Seattle during their last two drives. Is that tweet from Magic Johnson real or fake, Patrick?
That is factually from Irvin Magic Johnson, because first off, Sam Howell played great in Seattle. The Commanders, that's when the season effectively came to an end, when they lost to Seattle. They should have won that game. I mentioned Howell went off, and that's exactly what happened. Those are just the facts. They played poorly on the final two drives and lost the game. Magic Johnson, the epitome of journalism.
You're correct. Thank you. You nailed it. Magic nailed it. All right, let's go to the next one. Is this tweet from Magic Johnson real or fake? RIP Archduke Franz Ferdinand. The nations of the world are all reacting very differently. Hashtag WW1. Is that a real or fake tweet from Magic Johnson?
No, that is indeed a donk tweet from you. But I did laugh. Hashtag WW1 got me. Okay, next.
All right, next tweet from Magic Johnson. QB Sam Howell did well executing the game plan. He threw for over 300 yards his third game this season. Is that a real or fake tweet from Magic Johnson?
That's exactly. That is JTF, just the facts,
just
from
the
Irv.
Facts.
That's exactly what Sam Howell did. And again, as reported by Magic Johnson, no lies told. Facts.
All right. Next tweet here from Magic Johnson. Patrick, is this real or fake? Paul Revere just rode by on his horse to tell us the British were on their way. Hashtag the Brits are coming. American flag.
See, now it's starting to get disrespectful. All right. Now it's starting to get straight up disrespectful. That was James Madison tweeting back in the day. That's not Magic Johnson. I'm not going to put it on him. I'm going to put on James Madison, who started an absolutely fruitless war. And we're just lucky his shorty, Dolly Madison, Speaking of shorties, Cookie for Magic, James Madison, our president, had Dolly. She ran into the White House when it was on fire and grabbed the portrait of George Washington and saved it. Thank you, Dolly.
All right, we have time for one more. Let's do 208, guys. The very last one, 208 from Magic Johnson. Explorer Christopher Columbus has docked the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria on our shores after sailing the ocean blue. Me and Cookie will greet them and welcome them into our home. Hashtag what's mine is yours.
You're a dog.
Is it real or fake?
I wasn't going to laugh. I wasn't going to, because I've done Nina Pinta and Santa Maria shtick with us. I wasn't going to laugh, but a hashtag what's mine is yours. Yeah, what's mine is yours did get me. Yeah, I mean, look, again, a lot of it, and there are questions lingering. Is he doing a bit? Is Magic doing shtick? Ever heard of good journalism? Accurate journalism? Just the facts just journalism? That's Magic. Thank you, Magic. And indeed, Ron Rivera will not be fired. This is what the Commanders ownership group wants.